There are, of course, potential problems when voicing audiobook characters. That is the title of today's episode on Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. Yeah, when you create a very distinctive voice for a minor character who then has a greater role than you anticipated. Yeah, a minor role. I don't know, a pirate, perhaps, who's only going to appear once, maybe in a dream sequence or something like that. And you think, yeah, I'm going to put on a great piratical accent and voice. I'm going to go really over the top. I'm going to give it depth and character. People are really going to be able... And then, in book two of the series, that pirate becomes a major role. What? I've got to do that voice for 300 pages? Yeah? Maybe you've developed that deep, gravelly, heavily accented voice for a few lines. And then in book two of the series, the character's the lead. Your vocal health is in trouble. Before we go today, male and female voices. Now, don't worry too much about reading a male role if you're female and vice versa. Nothing's going to sound worse than putting on a fake falsetto voice or forcing your voice into a deep growl. I mean, after all, you'll be reading the lines of real people, as it were. This is not cartoon animation where you have to be over the top. Instead, just make their voice more about an aspect of their attitude. We've looked at this before. A sassy character may talk faster and with a lighter pitch and maybe a slightly arrogant tone, for example. A character whose trait is mild-mannered may speak slower, more quietly and with a softer tone. Yeah, if I was doing a female voice, I may raise my voice a little bit in pitch, but that's all, and then put in the characteristics of the person rather than pretend to do a caricature of a female. Okay, that's it for today. Tomorrow, storytelling for a young audience. Yeah, we've spoken about audiobooks, we'll continue to, but storytelling for a young audiobook audience as Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart. Well, for London as well.